Let me ask, if you will please, this morning to either could look at your worship guide and the insert that we provided for you today, the outline of today's message, and there's a place for you to take notes, I think somewhere, probably on that sheet there. And I hope that you'll be able to kind of stay with us as we look at some key verses about a subject this morning that about a year ago I preached a message by the same title, Discovering Our Blessings in Christ. I was looking at those notes in my study about a week before last, I guess, and that was a sermon that had 11 points. And I just wanted to encourage you and say that today's sermon does not have 11 points. I thought I'd get an amen from somebody. Thank you very much. But it's by the same title, because as I got to look at that message. That message was a message that was really focusing on what does it mean, like the choir sang so wonderfully this morning, the choir, thank you for that song. What more could you want than to be saved? And I want us this morning to take time to look at some of the things the Bible says about this word called saved. In the book of Acts, chapter 16, there's a story of the conversion of the jailer. And you remember that at midnight, Paul and Silas were singing praises to God, and the sailor, and the doors were open, and the jailer was astonished. He was about to take his own life because the prisoner, he thought, had escaped. And Paul stopped him and said, "Don't hurt yourself, we're all here." And that man was so overwhelmed with the presence of God that he said to Paul, "What must I do to be saved?" The Bible tells us that Paul said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with all thy heart and all thy mind and all thy soul, and thou shalt be saved, and your house will be saved too." And he'll make that same commitment of faith to the lovely Lord Jesus. And what does that word saved really mean? A lot of folks, it means different things. But I want us to look at some things this morning that the Bible says about what it means to be saved, understanding this. And if you're here today and you don't know the Lord personally, there is no other thing in this entire world more significant, more important, more needful than for you to make peace with God and to receive God's gift of eternal life and be saved by the grace of God. If you're here and you know the Lord, we need to remember that God has not only washed away our sins and given us a home in heaven, but He's transformed us down here and provided so much more in the way of blessings and promises that are never fail. So I want us to look at some of these verses together this morning. The blessing of being saved. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, your worship guide this morning. Let's look at it together. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. According as His divine power hath given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. And I want us to look to the passage in Ephesians, and rather than just verse 3, I want us to read verses 1 through 7. So just listen if you want, you may want to turn there. Ephesians 1, 1 through 7. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him, that is in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. And then there's that passage we all are so familiar with in Romans chapter 10, verse 13. It's in your study guide. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Our Lord took great pains to help us understand in terms of a simple and yet significant that God's greatest gift is simply received as we turn by faith to Him as we repent of sin by faith and trust Jesus. And that's what he says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. What does it mean to be saved? Well, the next few moments, I want to share with you some simple truths that you've heard many, many times before. But I want you to listen with a heart and just simply say, Lord, speak to my heart. Help me to understand what it really means to know Jesus and the full pardon of sin. What does it really mean to be a child of the living God? What does it really mean to have a home in heaven? What does it mean to be able to say, I know that I know that I know that I'm a child of the living God? Well, several things, and these are in no particular order, but I want to think about them together. To be saved means to be, first of all, redeemed. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child is forever I am. What does it mean to be redeemed? Well, in Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangeth upon a tree. The word redeemed is a very interesting word. It's a picturesque word that would have been very familiar in the Greco-Roman world of Jesus' day. It means to be purchased out of, to be bought out of, to be taken from, for example, the slave market. If you were to redeem a slave, you would go and pay the price for that slave in that culture and redeem him, and he would be released from the prisoners where they kept the slaves, and he would be redeemed. And the thing about redemption is, once I was lost in sin and in darkness and didn't even realize how lost I was, and on that wonderful morning that I got, that wonderful evening, I gave my heart and life to the Lord, I began to discover, I didn't know, if somebody had said it that day, Jackie, what does it mean to be redeemed? I'd say, what? What do you mean redeemed? Bought out of the slave market of sin, delivered from the bondage of the evil one, delivered from the curse of the law, redeemed by love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child, and forever I am. What does it mean to be saved? It means to be bought out of the slave market of sin. You don't have to go down the devil's path anymore. You don't have to be controlled by the evil one. You don't have to be in bondage to his hang-ups and his habits and his lies and his deceitfulness. You can be set free from the penalty of sin and the power of sin through the redemption that is in the precious blood of the slave of the lovely Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, as we look together about discovering our blessings in Christ, the blessing of being saved, we want to understand it means not only to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, but also it means to be rescued as well. Blessed in Psalm 144, blessed be the Lord, my strength, my fortress, my high tower, and my deliverer, my shield, in whom I trust. I was sinking deep in sin, far from peaceful shore, very deeply, stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Amen. Folks, I'll tell you, it's good to know we've been rescued. Rescued. Several years ago, we were at Guntersville Lake, and my cousins and I were enjoying swimming, my brother, our families were there, and we went swimming, and there was a wonderful pier. In fact, Libby and I drove back by there. It's been 40, 50 years later, and saw the same pier still out there. And it was there where we were all swimming. And I remember that my cousin, Karen, had jumped off the end of the pier before it dawned on her that she really did not know how to swim. And sometimes you get carried away when you have a good time, and that wasn't the time to get carried away. But I remember the look in her eyes, the look of fear, and I realized that she was not able to keep her head above water. She was scared, and she was panicking, and she was thrashing in the water, and I still had hold of the ladder. So I just reached with one hand and took her by the hand and pulled her to safety. It was a real simple thing to do. One day I was sinking deep in sin, far from peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. I didn't know how lost I was. I didn't know how close I was to an eternity without the Lord. But I was redeemed by the blood of the Lamb when I got saved. Quiet. You'll have to sing that song again soon. I just got close to having a spell this morning myself, and I, Y'all blessed us. What does it mean to be saved? It means to be redeemed. It means to be rescued. I love this. Daniel chapter 6 said, verse 27, he delivereth and rescueth who hath delivered alive Daniel from the power of the lion. I've often thought, what if you could call people back from the past and have them share their testimony? And I can say to you, ladies and gentlemen, today we have visiting with us Daniel. And Daniel's got a word that you're going to enjoy hearing. Can you imagine how Daniel would have described Nebuchadnezzar or Belshazzar being thrown into that den of the lions? And God gave the lions indigestion that day. They were not hungry because there was something about the power of God upon the man of God that they couldn't overcome. And the lions roared. And by the way, somebody once said the Lord took the lions' taste buds away. And they just couldn't imagine having for lunch that the man called Daniel. But he was rescued. He was redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and rescued by the wonderful grace of God. But God commended his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What do you mean, saved? It means I was redeemed, purchased by the precious blood of the Lamb of God from the slave market of sin. I was rescued by the precious blood as Jesus died for me on Calvary's cross. What does it mean to be saved? Not only does that mean to be redeemed and rescued, but it means to be regenerated. Now, what's regenerated mean? Well, that means you're a new creature. In fact, in 1 Corinthians, Paul wrote, if any man be in Christ, he's a what? New creature. Old things have passed away, and all things become new. You see, when you first got saved, unless you're unlike me, I didn't understand all those terms, redeemed and rescued and regenerated. But Jesus tried to make that simple to understand when he was talking to Nicodemus. Remember that conversation? No, marvel not that I say unto you, Nicodemus, you must be what? Born again. You can't join enough churches to be saved. You can't be baptized enough to be saved. All those are good things. You ought to join a church. You ought to be baptized when you're saved. But the thing is, the only way to be saved is to be born again by the Spirit of God. That's when God supernaturally comes into our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit when we repent of sin and by faith invite Jesus Christ to come our Lord and Savior. Jesus said, I stand at the hold and behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears me and opens the door, I will come in unto him and dine with him and he with me. What does it mean to be born again? It means letting Jesus take over, letting Jesus change your life, letting Jesus wash away your sins, and he'll change you. And in fact, I saw one sign, a church sign one day. Trent, you'll like this one. Jesus is the great fisherman. If you'll catch him, he'll clean him. And that's pretty true. What does it mean to be saved? It means to be redeemed. It means to be rescued. It means to be regenerated. But you're washed. It means, fourthly, to be renewed. By the way, when you give your heart to Jesus, that's not the end of this thing called being saved. It's the beginning of it. You're on the front end. And then you've got a whole life of serving the Lord, walking with the Lord. We've been saved. That's regeneration. That's justification. And then you grow in the likeness of Christ. You become more like Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit begins to show up in your life as you walk in the Spirit. And you learn what it is to be regenerated and renewed. Washed. The Bible calls that sanctification by the Spirit of God. The psalmist said in Psalm 23:3, he restoreth my soul. You know what that really means? It means God, when you're going down the highway of life and you make a wrong turn. You ever made a wrong turn? The other day, I scared Libby half to death. We were in Corinth, Mississippi, on our way to Decatur, Alabama, to see some friends. And the traffic was heavy. There was a big semi-tractor trailer rig coming. But I thought, I can beat that guy. He's slow. And I pulled over in front of him. What I didn't know, there was another car just pulled up from the side. And I couldn't get all the way across. And I pulled right in front of that tractor trailer rig. You know what? He's got a loud horn on that guy. And I saw his lips move, but I don't think I know what he was saying.
Bless you.
Yeah, but yeah, I was really going to make a wonderful point in that illustration, and I'll remember what it was.
Wrong turn.
Wrong. Thank you. Wrong. Thank you, friend. You're listening. God bless you. God allows wrong turns. At that moment, Sweet Liddy wanted me to make something out of a turn, and we were in a mess. But we got through it all right. But the thing is, when you get saved, if you're going down life road, you're going to mess up sometimes. There's nobody here who's been saved a long time. They hadn't messed up along the way. In fact, God, what I was saying was God allows U-turns. God allows you to repent and confess and start over. God doesn't cast you aside. God doesn't forget about you and throw you away. What does it mean to be saved? It means to be redeemed. It means to be rescued. It means to be regenerated. It means to be renewed. He restoreth my soul. I like the illustration that Philip Keller uses in his book, The Shepherd's Song. And he said the shepherd would sometimes take the sheep back on the hillside, and there might be occasions where a sheep might fall into a crevasse, a crevice, if you will. And the shepherd would take his hook on his staff and put it underneath the sheep and lift him gently out of that crevasse or that crevice. He couldn't get up himself because, and I like this illustration, some sheep were heavier than others. Kind of like Christians. Y'all with me do this, thank you. Some of you didn't do this. I need to leave the pack. But the psalmist is, the picture of the psalmist is the Lord taking that hook and getting it up under the sheep and pulling it out because he couldn't get out himself because he'd gotten a little bit heavy and he got top heavy. Listen, if you've messed up, thank God what it means to be saved is you've got a Savior who's not going to quit on you. A Savior's not going to give up on you. A Savior's not going to stop loving you. He is going to wash you clean when you realize you've sinned and messed up. And by the way, the Bible says in 1 John, if we confess our sins, that's the Christians. He is faithful and just to forgive us and what? Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank God for the wonderful power of regeneration and the power of being renewed in Christ Jesus. And I would say to you lastly, and by the way, I should have told you, I was studying, looking over my notes last night and poring over them, getting ready, getting my heart ready for this morning. And another word came to my heart. I thought, Lord, I've got to include this morning. What does it mean to be saved? It means to be redeemed. It means to be rescued. It means to be regenerated. It means to be renewed. But also it means to be reconciled. You see, a stranger was I and a wandering. In the cold night of sin I did roam. Then Jesus, the kind shepherd, found me, and now I'm on my way home. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Aren't you glad for a shepherd who's a God of reconciliation, who wants us to make things right, wants to help us make things right? And one of the greatest illustrations is Luke 15. I love Luke 15. Because this story is probably the grandest of all the parables of Jesus. One parable is the parable of the prodigal son, the parable of the lost silver, and the parable of the lost sheep. But that picture of the prodigal son in the far country when he spends all of his money and he wastes his life and he begins to reap the rewards of sin. And he wonders, I wonder if I can go home. I wonder if my daddy still loves me. I wonder if there's still a place for me there. And as the son begins his journey home, he's full of anxiety, no doubt. But the following, you know, the Bible doesn't tell us, but I like to use my sanctified imagination. What do you think that father did most of the time? Look for his son. I think you're absolutely right, Sandy. He looked for his son. I tell you what, that father was getting on the front porch, looking down that long road, wondering, when will my boy come home? I know he's coming home because I'm praying for him. I know he's coming home because we've loved him and taught him how to do right. And I don't know what he's done, but I just know that he needs to be at home. And when he started on that journey home, the father rejoiced, had a spell, if you will. He had a time. He said, the servants killed the fatted calf. Let's eat and be merry. This thy brother, which was gone, is now home. He's back again. We can have a party. And so there's a party in heaven when sinners get their hearts right with the Lord. What are we saying? It means more than just having your name recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank God for that. it means more than going to heaven. I'm looking forward to going to heaven, thank God. But until then, I rejoice because I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I rejoice because I've been rescued from an eternity without Christ. I can rejoice because love lifted me, and I've been regenerated by the blood of the Lamb, born from above. I can rejoice because I've been renewed and am being renewed. I hope this doesn't surprise you. Your pastor needs daily cleansing, just like all of us do. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. And finally, I can rejoice because I've been reconciled with the Lord. I once was a stranger and an outcast, and the Lord took me in and loved me and made me a child of His. Folks, that's just a little bit about what it means to be saved. Then let me ask you a question. Do you know this Jesus? Do you know what it means to turn from sin and by faith turn to Christ? The Bible says if we repent of sin, it means to change your mind, to turn around, to be sorry. And if you're by faith invited in, for by grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. If you'll invite Christ to come into your life and open up the door of your heart, listen to Him knocking. He's not going to force the door open. He'll ask you, He'll wait for you to open it. But when you open the door, He'll come in with forgiveness, fellowship, joy unspeakable and full of glory. You'll begin to understand. You'll just begin a journey of a lifetime of discovering the blessing, the joy unspeakable and full of glory of what it means to be a child of God. If you were to die today, and the Lord were to say unto you, why should I let you into heaven? What would you say? Let's bow.